Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Running a little bit behind today. The coffee wasn't ready, but boy, I've got it now. And we're ready to go. The tenacity question. Am I moving closer to my dreams? You know, this is something that I think all the time we've got to ask ourselves. And one of the Indian chiefs, High Eagle, said it like this: the mere possession of a vision is not the same as living it, nor can we encourage others with it if we do not ourselves understand and follow its truth. To be blessed with a vision is not enough. We must live them. And so many times we get a dream. It can be when we're young. It can be midway through life. Even it can be like Colonel Sanders when you turn 65 years old. The sad thing is most people aren't living them. Most people, for whatever reason, do not focus on their dreams. They let everything else get away from them. But in sitting here over, I don't know, now the last, since I was probably 16 years old, I've been studying the lives of people, current and past. I studied what I could find on Ron Reagan. I studied on Jimmy Carter. I studied on Richard Nixon. I wanted to go back and study some of the great business men out there. And I went back and looked at Rockefeller, and I looked at Getty, and I looked at even littler ones that are out there that some people don't even realize exist because they just made the Slinkies or they made the Pet Rock. And I wanted to understand what it was that caused these guys to follow a dream. What was it that allowed them to continue to move on and on and on? And the one thing that I found is that they have no problem with the tenacity question. Despite the negative circumstances, the obstacles that got in their way, in some cases the injustices that took place, they persevered. They just kept moving closer and closer every day, one step at a time. But yet so many times we, as leaders following our dreams, and we as people that say, I have a dream, we don't seem to go through with it. We end up making excuses. If something happens, we say, well, it's their fault or his fault or something else. I see more people quit in network marketing. They want to blame the leadership of the company. They want to blame the product. They want to blame lack of an upline support team. They blame everything but themselves. See, Art Williams taught me a long time ago, it's not about your upline. It's about your downline. See, your upline doesn't make you any money. Oh, yeah, we'd all want a perfect upline. We want the Warren Woodwards of the world or the Mark Weezers of the world or the Sandy Cohens of the world or the David Halls of the world or even the Keith McEachern's of the world. Everybody wants everything. The sad thing is it doesn't work that way. Just doesn't. Not all the time are you going to get these great leaders that you hear everything about. And just between you, me, and the brick post, those upline leaders, what got them where they're at isn't what they're doing today. They're so busy out there running their lives most of the time. They're enjoying the lifestyle that they've got. They've got all these top leaders that are making, you know, 6-7 figures a year. But they don't have time a lot of the times for all those little bitty phone calls. Hey, how do I do this? Hey, how do I do that? So even though we want great leaders like that, we soon find out that they don't have time either, and then we go around and we quit, and we make up excuses again on why we quit, what we're doing. Calvin Coolidge, one of the former presidents of the United States, said, perseverance and determination alone are omnipotent. I mean, they're just there. The slogan, press on, has resolved and always will resolve the problems of the human race. You know, I look back to 9/11, and we all know the phrase, you know, let's go, let's roll. That was it, let's roll. Same thing, press on. You don't let the dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies of the world dictate what the future is, dictate what the legacy is, dictate whether or not you're going to reach your dream. See, this is the key with the tenacity question. You got to keep fighting for your dream. You got to keep pushing forward. And there's some things that you can do, and I want you to write these down. Number one, to move closer to your dream, you have to recognize that quitting is more about who you are than where you are. You know, I've got this complete mindset to never give up. It was something that I learned at an early age. It was something that the Marine Corps continued to instill in me. And I just don't give up. When I want something, I go for it. I get bloodied. I get bruised. I get battered. I get tired. But in the end, we end up persevering. We end up getting that. It's the tenacity that will drive you forward. This is why I blog so much on startup companies. Is because I know it takes tenacity. You've got the naysayers, you've got the dull, negative, disillusioned critics and all that, but deep inside you start to learn about the leaders. It's why we blog on companies that have gone on to become a half a billion or $1 billion company. Because every now and then when a company reaches that size and they're pumping volume through the door, they're run by leaders that you can still reach out to and say, hey, can you give me 5 minutes just so you can tell me about your company? And I have so much fun with that. It's why we blog about the scams that are out there. It's because we want people to understand there are some people that are in leadership that are what we would call very good leaders. They have that tenacity in them, but they also have an underlying motivation that may be separate and different, and they may have a character flaw. But if you will continue to drive and you will continue never to give up and you promise yourself you won't quit, then what you're going to soon find is that you're in the same boat that everybody else that's ever reached their dreams are. You're going to be facing difficulties. You're going to make bumps along the way. You're going to have people that are going to say, this isn't real. But if you will change your mindset on the inside, all of a sudden you realize that a lot of the feelings that you have are all internal. They're not external. All of a sudden you're out there kicking it up. See, most people stop themselves from reaching their full potential. It's not an outward, nothing on the outside that causes that. It's the inside that causes that. That's where you got to push forward. People who achieve their dreams don't have any easier path than those people that don't achieve their dreams. They just have a different mindset. Leonardo da Vinci declared it this way: obstacles cannot crush me. Every obstacle yields a strong resolve. He who is fixed on the star does not change his mind. You know what? When you know in your heart of hearts that you've answered the ownership question and that it's your dream, that it belongs to you, then you're going to find that the tenacity question is a whole lot easier than it used to be. Second thing I want you to write down: to move closer to your dreams, you got to improve your vocabulary. I can't, I won't, poor me. If I'm supposed to have it, then someday I'll get there. You don't do that. You have to change your vocabulary. If you want to achieve your dream, you need to pay attention to what you're saying. See, I'm not one of these people that believes that if you see it, you can have it. You know, the name it and claim it. You know, Oral Roberts, rest in peace, just passed away, but he was the original name it and claim it televangelist. You know, just speak it and it'll come into existence. Just believe in it and you'll get it. Okay, it doesn't work that way. There's some other things that you have to do in between. It's a good foundation, but there's some actions that take place. But if you're constantly giving your mind the wrong questions, you're going to get the wrong answers. See, if we go around saying, well, we've never done that before, then we've got the I can't attitude. But if we go around and say, well, we have the opportunity to be the first ones to do it, we'll be a category creator. Companies are launched. Businesses are changed. It's amazing to me. If you run around saying, well, we don't have the resources, instead of saying something along the lines of, well, necessity fuels invention, we'll figure it out. Mindset's totally different. You run around saying there's not enough time instead of, well, we'll change the way we work. Or here's the greatest one. Well, we've already tried that. Well, then change what you just thought and say, let's learn from our experience. Or you say, I can't, instead of saying I can. See, just because I don't believe that you can say it and it's going to happen, doesn't mean that I don't believe that you can't hinder your own success. See, I'm a firm believer, if you say, I can't, that you can't, you're absolutely right. I believe if you say, I can, that you're also absolutely right. See, the mind can't differentiate from fantasy to reality, but it will lead the nervous system exactly the direction that you send it. And if you do nothing but keep saying, I can't, I can't, I can't, then you can't. It doesn't matter how much talent you have. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much resources you have. If you tell yourself you can't, then you won't, is what it boils down to. Number three, to move closer to your dream, you've got to recognize that waiting for everything to be just right is the wrong move. You know, comedian Jonathan Winters put it this way. If your ship doesn't come in, swim out to meet it. And Successories has got a beautiful picture of that. You know, if you understand anything about ships and all that, most of the time a ship didn't, in the old days, did not come to shore. It wasn't like today where they've dug out the harbors and all that stuff. Most of the time a ship was offshore a little ways, and they would get the rowboats and come into shore. Well, guess what? You've got to go out to it. You've got to go meet it. Jack Canfield, in his book, The Success Principles, wrote it like this. He said, it's time to quit waiting for perfection, inspiration, permission, reassurance, someone to change, the right person to come along, the kids to leave home, a more favorable horoscope, the new administration to take over, an absence of risk, somebody to discover you, a clear set of instructions, more self-confidence, or the pain to go away. You can't do that. It was kind of funny because I remember back when Paige said, I'm going to write a book. It was easier for her to write a book before she knew how to write a book than it is today that she can write a book. She didn't worry about, you know, is there a heroine? Is there a hero? She didn't worry about conflict. She didn't worry about any type of romantic scene. She didn't worry about what people said. She wrote a book, wrote it from the heart. Got a check back a couple weeks later and saying, we're going to buy the book. Now she writes a book, and she's all the time worrying herself. Oh, did I have enough conflict in it? Oh, did I do this or that, or does this make sense? Is this realistic? It's fiction. It's a romance story. It's not supposed to be realistic. But see what happens? And we all do that to some degree, and some of us never even get off first base. Some of us just sit there and say, well, when the timing's right. You know, I'm not going to join that company today. I'm going to wait 5 years. You know, I'm gonna wait till all the growing pains have gone. Well, as soon as you join the business, the growing pains are gonna show up again. You know, it's like, well, I'm gonna wait to have kids until they're grown. Well, let me tell you, don't do that. Okay, you can't do that in your business. You can't do that in your life. You can't do that when you're following and you're chasing your dream. You got to go for it. Okay, if you're not gonna go for it, it's not gonna happen. The fourth thing I want you to write down: to move closer to your dream, you have to change your thinking. We just talked about changing the vocabulary. Well, guess what? What you say and what you do is going to change the way you think. If you compare the thinking people who really give up early versus the people with the tenacity question. I mean, they know where they're going. They never give up attitude. They don't sit around thinking about it, waiting for the right time. These are the people that just go do it. Bill Gates did not go out there and say, okay, when we put this operating system together perfectly, then we'll go market it. No, what happened is he went to IBM, he saw a need, he cut a deal, and then he went back to Paul Allen and said, we need to find an operating system that'll work. I think we can go buy one for about $50,000. And they went and bought the DOS operating system for about $50,000. And then they cut a deal with IBM and said, look, we're going to keep the software. You're going to pay us a royalty off of every user. Do you know they set a precedent that is still used today by companies? I happen to be with a company that we're moving out of the network marketing arena, but that we actually charge our subscription rates just like Bill Gates charged IBM. See, when you see it and you seize it and you go for it and you don't let it, you make it. When Bill Gates grew to a larger size and all of a sudden they started, the competition got all ticked off at him and they got the AGs involved, and they started hitting him with all these lawsuits. Did he back off? No, not at all. He hit them head on. Thank goodness his board of directors put Steve Ballmer in charge, because I tell you what, when you get on Bill Gates' toes, he can get as mouthy as Gemini. And it's, I mean, they had to get him out of the way and tell him, go back and make software and get a diplomat up there. And sometimes you got to do that. But he didn't give up. He went moving it. And see, successful people, they're positive. They think different than negative, dull, disillusioned. crybabies who want to have daydreams instead of going after their dreams. They believe that they can do anything with the right resources and the right people and the right mindset. They don't believe they can do it all, but they know how to put a team around them. See, the greatest gap between successful and unsuccessful people in any industry, any niche, I don't care what it is the way they think. I mean, I don't care what it is. It could be opening a bar. It could be opening a restaurant. It could be opening up a new art gallery. It can be open. It doesn't matter. You will fail with the wrong thinking. That's the way it is. The tenacity comes in to a person's life, and you start answering the question right when you're thinking right. When you surround yourself with the right people, when you read the right books. You know, I had over on Facebook, I had somebody say, hey, has anybody joined Mafia Wars or some kind of farm deal? And I kind of looked through all the responses before I made my response. And there were some good responses, and I've got great friends that are in these online games playing and having fun and all that. But I ask a question, just a simple question. Where do they find the time? See, time is the only asset we never get back. And I have fun. I mean, man, Mark Layton, Jim Gilhouse, everybody runs around, they'll tell you I have a blast. I really do have a fun life. But I don't waste my time. Everything that I do, there's a purpose and a reason behind it. From playing with Jetty, loving on my girls, taking Paige down the beach, to being on the internet. I also understand my personality. I'm a very competitive person. If I was to get on an online game, I would be like other people and probably spend hours and hours, and then I'd want to do better, so I would buy my way to the top like these people do. It amazes me how much real money's in a virtual world changing hands. You know, that you want to do this little. I'm going to go on a rabbit trail. If you ever want to make good money, never put a compensation plan to what your idea is. Just go to the internet and do it, and people will literally pay you megabucks. You will never ever have to worry about regulatory authorities. That's exactly what happens in the virtual world, because people are over here in these games paying other people real money just to make them look better and to give them better scores. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Fifth thing that you have to do to move closer to your dream: recognize that resources for your dream stop the moment you do. Let me say that again, because this was one of the most powerful things that Maxwell wrote in this book. To move closer to your dream, realize that the resources for your dream stops the moment you do. See, when you stop moving towards your dream, everything that you had going for you, everything that was there, will cease. Period. And the reason is that there's a strong relationship between our movement towards our dreams and the resources we need that become available to us. This goes back sometimes to what we've discussed on the law of attraction. See, when you are literally out there moving towards your dream, you're busting your butt, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're talking to people, you've got an action plan, that's when things seem to happen, and you attract the right people, and you attract the right resources, and all of a sudden you hit the objective. But if you are not moving towards your dream, then what happens is that all of a sudden you're out here all by yourself in the middle of a lake. Not only are you on the ship instead of and not moving forward, but all of a sudden you see holes in the bottom of it, and you realize that you're sinking. That's the problem. And too often that we see our resources or we think we have to have them on hand before we start moving towards our dream. That's not it. Art Williams used to tell me all the time, and he's written this, and as a matter of fact, he wrote a book called this. All you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. And when you're 17 and 18 and 19 years old, that pisses you off more than anything else. Because you're sitting there saying, no, you got to give me the magic secret. You got to tell me. And he'd look at me and say, I am. All you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. Then he'd get on stage and he'd say it, and all these people around me would be rallying and saying, yeah, and you know, they're 10, 15 years older than I am, and I'm thinking they're as just dumb as a box of rocks as he is. And it's all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. And then he wrote the book. Then I read the book, and then I got it. See, if I'm moving towards my dream and I'm doing everything that I can do, no matter what that dream is, all along the way, I'm achieving little objectives. I'm getting closer, and I'm getting closer. And by the time I get to where I thought my dream was, it's probably going to be way out there again, and it's going to have changed, and it's gotten bigger, and it's gotten better, and I'm accomplishing more. I'm sacrificing more. But that's what it was. That's why he was able to take an idea after his daddy died and turn it into a legacy that lives on today. I mean, it's amazing to me, folks. The sixth thing that you got to write down. To move closer to your dream, you've got to practice the rule of five. Now, I thought this was great. Again, this goes back to Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. But in the rule of five, they were getting ready to write their, well, they'd written their new book, but nobody wanted to buy it. Nobody, they weren't getting anything done. And they were talking to one of their mentors, and they were sitting around talking, and he says to them, if you would go every day to a large, gigantic tree, one that was so big that you know it would take you years to get through it to try to cut it down. There's no way you could push it down. You'd have to cut it down. He said, if you just take a little small hatchet or a little small axe, because you don't have big old machinery to do this for you, he said, if you'd take five swings a day, no matter how big the tree is, no matter how big it looks, eventually it's going to fall down because you're going to cut through it. So they took that and they said, he's got a point. So from that point forward, they called it the rule of five. And every day they did five specific things that moved them closer to their dream of selling their books. Just five small things, guys. They didn't go out and say, okay, we got to do all of this. They didn't go out and say, okay, we got to wait till it comes to us. They said, we're going to do five specific things a day. Here's what's happened with that philosophy. They now have over 170 titles published in 41 languages and have sold 112 million copies. Think about that for a second. All because they did five little things a day. Five little things a day. If you want to reach your dreams, you can never, ever give up. Even if the avenue looks dead, even if it looks like you're hitting a brick wall, even if the company falls flat on its face, even at the end of the day when you're so exhausted and bloodied and tired, you can never, ever give up. You may not see it right now, but it'll happen. I look back, and this is the Christmas time, and I know we celebrate Christmas and the birth of Christ, but I want to use a different example right now. See, when no matter where you fall on theology or philosophy or anything like that, no spiritual side, I just want to look at the man that they called Jesus. Because he was able to go out there and he got 12 guys that followed him. They listened to his teaching. They became his disciples. But they didn't understand everything that he was saying at the time. And one of his parables, you know, he'd tell them, you've got to be meek instead of strong. You've got to be, you know, you've got to listen instead of talking. I mean, I'm paraphrasing this, but he basically taught them you had to be a servant leader. And that irritated a lot of people, and eventually he knew what his dream was, what his goal was. He knew why he was on that earth. And eventually he was captured. He was beaten. And if you study Roman history, I'm not going to go into detail here, but it was the most gruesome beating that a person could take. He was stripped buck naked, nailed to a cross, and his mother and his sisters, and the people that knew him and his disciples, everybody that followed and believed in him, looked up there and here's their follower, bloody, beaten, and battered on a cross. Now, here's the kicker to this thing. 2,000 years later, those 12 have turned into millions and millions and millions of followers. Like I said, it doesn't matter what you believe. If you just take the historical events that took place, you see what happened. You can see the same thing rings true if you look at Muslim, if you look at Judaism, you know, a variety of different situations. But here's the kicker, guys. When you follow a dream, you're going to get bloodied. You're going to get beaten. Sometimes you're going to be imprisoned. Sometimes you're going to be all your friends are going to leave. Sometimes you may even change relationships in it all. But if the dream is worth following, if it's an ownership, you own it. If you know that you're doing what's right, whether it's business or a social justice cause, whether it's going after grandkids, I don't care what it is. If you know without a shadow of a doubt you're doing it right and you're following your dream, then you're going to get it. See, a champion is one who gets up when he can't. And I'll tell you a great movie to go see. It's one of those B movies, but it's a good movie. And it's called The Replacements. It's got Keanu Reeves in it and a couple other big name author or actors. And the premise of the story is that the NFL goes on strike, that the players let their egos get out of hand. They think they're worth more. They think they should have more. They think they should work less. And the owners say, we're still playing football. And they start looking for replacements. And they find ex-cons that have gotten in trouble. They find has-been quarterbacks that never made it through college. They find overweight and too skinny. It was just a hodgepodge of a team. But as they're sitting there, towards the end of the game, the strike is over. They're out there playing. This is the last game. It's a playoff game, but they're never going to get to go to the Super Bowl because the strike's over and the real players are coming back. The coach looked at them and said, you need to play like there's no tomorrow. And you got to play with heart. And that movie's one that I watch. I've got it on CD or DVD. I watch it every time it comes on TV because if we will play like there's no tomorrow, and we will play with everything we've got, we put all of our heart into it, then everything that we've discussed up to this point will fall into place. We will own our dream. We will have that tenacity. We'll have pure clarity of where we're going. Nothing will hold us back, and people will start rallying around us because they fully understand this is a dream that's so big, I got to be a part of it. I got to make it happen. Find where your dream's at. Keep going through this. This is a powerful series we're doing. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the fulfillment question. Does working towards my dream bring satisfaction? Folks, this is almost like the ownership question, but it's not. So you can own your dream, but if it doesn't bring satisfaction, then really it's not a dream. It's probably going to end up being like a nightmare on Elm Street. You're going to dread it every day. And deep inside, I would have to question whether or not is it really your dream. See, that's the key. Follow your dream. Keep focused. Today, just do a couple of things, whatever it is. Number one, I want you to change your way of thinking. That's going to be powerful. Number two, you've got to change your perspective. Guys, if you'll change your thinking, if you'll start focusing on what to do to describe yourself and how powerful you are, and then you change your perspective, all of a sudden you're going to realize you're changing your habits and you're going to adopt the rule of five, and you're going to do five things every day to make it happen. Hey, live life like it's an epic adventure. I look forward to seeing you all back here tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.